Great Southern's Triple M, you're with Draker now. It was absolutely awesome news last Friday when it was announced that there was a reversal of the funding cuts for all the CRCs in WA. Here to chat to me a bit more about it, Suzanne, manager of the Lake Grey CRC. I'll say how you're doing, but I'm sure you're really, really good, yeah?
Absolutely. Very excited to get that news.
Absolutely. Now, what does it mean to the CRC there and the community as well, for that matter?
Well, it means we all of a sudden aren't having to tighten our belts. Like, we were getting a bit nervous about it because our budget for this financial year, for the last 3 months of it, we understood that we could be going to the new funding model, which meant, like, perhaps 40% cuts. And we were facing the prospect of perhaps having to cut staff hours or, at the last resort, cut opening hours. And, you know, it put things under threat, like staff training, doing stuff for the community that perhaps didn't bring income in. So the fact that it's been reversed has meant all of that weight has been taken off our shoulders.
Absolutely. And as it stands at the moment, I remember chatting to you about a couple of months or so ago when I visited Lake Grace, and you were saying that your team really does go the extra mile as well, for that matter. And to actually cut back, you'd just sort of be wearing yourself thin, quite frankly.
Exactly.
Wouldn't you? Yeah.
Yeah, because you would still have the same amount of work. And, I mean, you can cut back staff hours. That just means whoever's on deck has got to juggle a bit harder and a bit faster. And it just means that you can't take on new projects or new ideas. It would have been quite devastating for a town.
Yeah, well, it's just absolutely great news that it's the government has rethought their process in regards to that, and I believe they are implementing some sort of restructure system, though. Do you know much about that? Or?
No, I haven't heard anything about that. Okay. And we welcome any reviews or anything like that. I mean,
sure.
We have no issue with the program being reviewed. We do have fairly strong auditing processes in place already. Well, I'd say they're very strong, so I'm not sure how they can really tighten up on that. But yeah, we welcome them coming out and doing a review, and we wish that they'd actually done that before they'd actually sort of announced a funding cut, because I think it would have been a whole lot better for the CRCs, and I think it would have been a little bit better for the government themselves, because they've really been, I suppose, left in a quandary with the regional areas facing slash and burn and getting up in arms about it, and now they've relented, so which is good.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely great news to come out there. Now, if anyone wants to get information on events or anything like that happening at the CRC, 9865 1470, that's all I've got time for. But Suzanne, thank you so much for joining me. I'll chat to you next week.
No worries, thank you.
Draker for breakfast. For breakfast!
Now, I've got Rocket to go through the upcoming hockey for tonight and the weekend. How are we doing, mate?
I'm going very well.
That's the best way to be, I guess. Yeah.
Yes.
I was lost for words. what do we got lined up?
All right. Tonight, we have Edwards Holden men's B grade at 6:30, Olympics and Pingelly, followed by Sports Power men's A grade at 7:55, Warriors and Olympics. So that will be a really good game. And then tomorrow, 1:15, Edwards Holden women's B grade, All Blacks Brookton. 2:40, we have Sports Power men's A grade, All Blacks Riffs. 4:05, Edwards Holden women's men's B grade, All Blacks and Williams. Then we don't have our 6:55. We might have an early day tomorrow. And then on Sunday at 12 o'clock, we have Edwards Holden women's B grade, Warriors Robins, followed by Sports Power women's A grade, Warriors and Robins at 1:25. So it's a Warriors Robin Club Day on Sunday.
Here we go.
So it should be quite good. But while I've got you here, I'll just let everybody know tickets are now available for our association dinner on the 8th of September. So please get your tickets at the bar and support our dinner at the end of the year.
Absolutely awesome. So what sort of dinner is on the plate, pretty much?
It's a two-course meal. I'm not quite sure exactly what the two courses are, but it's a two-course meal with entertainment after all the presentations are done. So it should be a real humdinger of a night. It's a great night to go out and support and cheer on your club members and our champions.
Absolutely. I've got a best number to call for that one.
No, because you've got to get them at the bar at the hockey.
Yep, okay, no worries. That's absolutely fine. Well, Rocket, pleasure as always, mate. All the best for the weekend, and I will chat to you on Tuesday.
Draker for breakfast.
Right now, I've got Lincoln from Bell Potter Stockbrokers. How we doing, mate?
Doing well, Draker. Hope you've had a good week and recovering from your flu.
Yeah, it's still lingering. It's like, go away. I've had given you the tablets. Come on, come on. It's almost gone. I kind of feel like it's the man flu, as we like to put it. But anyway.
That time of year, I guess.
It is, yeah. Oh, I hate it.
Alrighty. I'll jump into it. It's, as you may be following, the market's been pretty rocky in certain sectors, especially commodities. I'll touch on that in a little bit. Overall, though, it reached a 10.5-year high midweek, closing around 6,300 points. Standout was really the healthcare sector, which rose 4.6% on Wednesday. Key to that was drug and flu maker CSL, which jumped 6.5% following a solid full-year report. So it surged over 50% this year. That's its share price. And obviously, big weights on our market at the moment have been financials, with CBA dropping 2.5% midweek after going ex-dividend. And obviously, the impacts of the financial or the Royal Commission into banking. US stocks had their worst day in 7 weeks midweek amid the broad decline in global equities. The key to this is obviously Turkey's currency crisis and the continued trade tensions between China and the US. So focusing on commodities, that's kind of been the real story, even though our market's been up. Some, you know, particular commodities, say copper was down 4.2% midweek, nickel was down 4.3% midweek, and zinc was down 6.3% overnight on Wednesday. So obviously, the kind of perception in the market is this trade war between China and the US is bad for global growth, and due to that, there'll be less demand for commodities. And this obviously means that there's less demand for the Australian currency, which is kind of linked or seen as a commodity currency, and we're actually trading under 73 US cents. So lots and lots happening on the market. Trump, again, has been a bit of a catalyst to all of this.
Oh, really? No.
Back to his old ways, and you know, just so much volatility compared to this time last year. The market's completely changed, and investors are kind of turning to, you know, sectors like healthcare and telecoms that are perceived as being a bit safer and having more consistent earnings. So if you want to chat further, give me a call on 9326 7677, and that's a wrap for this week.
Yep, and still no wrap.
I'm working on it. It's a work in progress, Draker. I might need you to provide or send me through some sounds or something that I can incorporate into my rap when I sign off.
The longer you take, the more I'm expecting it to be grander and grander.
Oh, and it is. I'm building it up.
It's going to be great.
I'm not drumming down your expectations.
Lincoln, pleasure as always. I'm going to chat to you next week.
Thanks, Draker.
Now I've got Yogi to give us a rundown of the upcoming games for the Ongrup Football Association, Eastern Districts Football League and Upper Great Southern Football League as we are in finals time.
Yeah, morning, Draker. How's things?
Yeah, good. Almost over the cold.
It's that bit of a going around.
Oh, tell me about it. Yeah, hopefully the players haven't been getting it too as well.
Yeah, no, it won't be fit and firing for finals around the league this weekend out in the Ongrup League. Second semi-final action, Noangrup, the league leaders, take on Boxwood Hill. Good game this, but I expect Noangrup to get the points in that one. Then the first semi-final, Newdigate versus Jerramungup. Newdigate have hit form at the right time, and I think they will end Jerramungup's season out there. While in the Eastern District Football League, first semi-final action's on Sunday out at Southern Cross in the league. Southern Cross take on New Kearney, and yeah, probably the home side just. On the reserves, Cool and Continent clash with Corrigan. While on Saturday, in the second semi-final, played at Bruce Rock. In the reserves, New Kearney and Bruce Rock. While in the league, last year's premiers Bruce Rock up against world perennial premiers over the last 10 years, Cool and Continent pretty good game of football this, but I know one of the key guys from Fulham Cornelius did a hamstring last week, so I think Bruce Rock might get over the line in that one. Turning our attention to the Upper Great Southern this weekend with all four games, DC, B and A action all out at Wickapen on Sunday. In the D grade, Narrogin up against Brookton Pingerley. The C grade, we see Katani against Brookton Pingerley. On the B grade, Wagen versus Williams, while the big league clash at 2:30, we'll see Williams versus Narrogin, which is a replay of last year's first semi-final, where Narrogin comfortably won over Williams. I'm not sure it'll be a big margin this week with, well, the older heads and then you've got the quicker bodies of the Narrogin side. They've won one game each this season. Wickham was a bit boggy last week, so hopefully it's dried out in time. But, I'm tipping a two-goal game either way, but I think the Williams Cats might just get the chockies here and advance to the second semi-final, to the prelim final, I should say, in 2 weeks' time. So, that's probably a wrap of all the leagues for this weekend.
There you go. And the funny thing is, I've got a gentleman that does, his name's Lincoln, and he does my finance update, and he plays for Williams. And then I've got my journalist from the Narrogin Observer, he plays for Narrogin. So it's it's kind of putting them together. I love it. Absolutely love it. It makes it more interesting.
they'll both be firing on Sunday, hopefully.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me, and you'll be back on the show with me on Monday for a recap.
Certainly will.
Thank you.